Mayong buntag sa tanan. December na. December 9. Mm. Hapit na ang Pasko na grabe na to ka-excited. I know that kita tanan diri excited na magpasko na kita. So, waya kita tagsugo ng Ginoo na mag-celebrate ng Pasko, pero para sa ato, because we are excited and we are very grateful, mapasalamaton kita na taghatag ni God and ija only begotten Son to save us. It's more than, you know, celebration, diba? So, excited kita sa Pasko, and my hope is that sa ato pag-wait sa Pasko, we will never forget kung sino yung reason for the season. Sometimes mawaya kita sa passing, oh? Naglang pa sila, mawaya ko sa passing, kay instead na i-celebrate ang life ni Jesus on earth and i-celebrate nato nato salvation because of his life, dito na kita naka-focus kan Santa Claus. There are people pagadyod na waiting for Santa Claus to give them their gifts, di ba? And sad to note na dyan sa mga parents na ila sa tag tudluan ang ilang mga anak na si Santa gadyod ang maghatag ng gift sa ila. So, they better be good lang pa sa kanta para tagaan ang gift ni Santa. Pero ang pinaka-reason gadyod sa ato celebration is that we are thankful that we know that God loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to save us. So, that is worth celebrating, di ba? So, kumampa, ako na kamutag greet ng Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So, without much further ado, I am tasked to talk with you this morning about something na hibayo ako na sometimes lisud dawaton, pero sometimes sa junda, especially kung favorable sa ato. Okay? So I will be talking about an title na ako kuman mensahe, short message is As the Ark Set Sail, or Samtang an Arka Naglawig. So an ato scriptural verse na gamiton is found in Genesis 6:13-14 and jump to Genesis 6:18. Kung jay in the King James Version na Bible, you can read with me. Pero jay sa mga iba na mas komportable sila kung gamito nila ang ila Bisaya na Biblia. So, whichever, okay ra jaon siya. It's still the same. Okay, pero ako komportable ako sa King James Version. So, I will be using that all throughout this talk. Let us have Genesis 6:13-14. But before that, mag-pray siguro ane kita so that God will give us guidance and He will intervene kay waya gadyo ato mahimo kun waya ang Ginoo. We will always ask for His guidance kay the best kadyo danija buhaton sa ato kinabuhi. Okay, so let us all pray. Father in heaven, creator of heaven and earth, Lord, we are so much thankful that you have given us your only begotten Son para, Lord, na mabuhi kami, Lord. Mahatagan kami, Lord, ng eternal life, Father. Salamat, Lord, for today that you have been so faithful. Dire ra kun today, Lord. Every day, Father. Salamat, gadyod, Lord God. And because of your faithfulness, we are renewed. We are forgiven. We are comforted. And we get whatever we want, Lord God, because of your faithfulness and your love sa amo, Lord God. Lord, today, Father, we pray that you will be with us. Give us a ready heart. Lord, i-ready na ang mga kasing-kasing, Father God, to hear you and to talk to you. And i-ready sad kami, Lord, sa imo revelation, Lord, na ihatag sa amo kumana panahon, Father God. Especially, Lord, kay Diyo ang paghihapon ang pandemic, Father God, the virus. Father, that in this time ng pandemic, Father God, we pray that you will always be our wall, be our shield, para, Lord, dili kayo kami, Lord, matouch ng any virus, Father God. We know that we are free. We know that we are free from sickness because you are our great physician. Father, today, we pray that mabusog gajud kami, Lord, sa amo mga spiritual na lawas, Father, because that is what we long for every day. Salamat, Lord, sa iyong pag-abuhaton ko man, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember when my sister said, the safest place on earth is in the center of God's will. Isa sa ako sister na blessed ako karadyaw, and si Jasaban isa na naigsuon ako na nakapakuan sa ako. Grabe kadako na spiritual ano pa iniinin influence sa ako kinabuhi. And nakita na ako sa iya na since day one na na meet ni Jan Ginoo, hangtod ko man faithful gihapon si Ja. Of course, there is no perfect person sa earth. Mo fail kita, pero feeling na ako ka-perfect na ni relasyon sa Ginoo. And so each time na maghatag siya sa ako nan nandiyo gani mga advices, mura nan mutatak gadyon sa ako kabukugan. And I will never forget. I am always reminded sa tanan ni Diyan mga tagpansulti sa ako. And one is, naglaong siya, the safest place on earth is in the center of God's will. Then here comes my son, nangutanan ako, anak, is it really safe in the center of God's will, mama? Nangutanan siya sa ako. But if I may ask, is it really safe in the center of God's will? So joy duha ka klase na will o kabubuton diri sa yuta. We will talk about will na jaon sa yuta. So one is God's will, kabubuton ng Ginoo, og free will o ang gawas ng kabubuton na sa mga tao jaon si Dia. And God's will is of course sa Ginoo, ang gawas ng kabubuton is given to us mga tao. So sa simple na pagkasulti, jaoy kabubuton ng Ginoo o kabubuton ng tao. Di na nato i-appeal ang kabubuton na nato kaaway sino man, si Satan. Kay sometimes, o many times, mo-appeal jaon sa tawhanong kabubuton. So kung magjaon magbuot-buot kita sa ato mga, sa ato kabubuton, sa ato will, sa ato gusto, na diha, mo-appeal na jaon si and will na nato kaaway. So before God sends us to His will, He prepares us in terms of physical, mental, and spiritual aspects so that when we are sailing and arriving at God's will, we can handle graciously His will. Ang kabubuton ng Ginoo is overwhelming. Grabe ka, ka dako. Amo gani na overwhelming sad ang preparations ng Ginoo sa ato. In Genesis 6:14, it says, make thee an ark of gopher woods. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. So gopher wood must be the most durable wood, or else di gajud sila makasugakod sa 40 days sila Noah. I am talking about Noah and his family. Kay in Genesis 6:7, account ini si Janan nan family ni Noah sa nan isa account. So, and gopher wood must be the most durable wood, or else di gajud sila Noah and his family makatsugakod sa 40 days and 40 nights na paglawig sa katubigan. When we start to listen to God's voice, He makes sure He has all the answers to our questions. He has all the right tools and equipments to give us while nagpasingod kita sa kabubuton sa Ginoo. We need to surrender our own free will if we want to be safe while we set sail. While naglawig kita sa katubigan, pasingod sa kabubuton sa Ginoo, we need to surrender our own free will. Following God's will is like keeping afloat in the water. Diba? Relax, nagpauraray sa tubig, wayay effort na tag-exert, kay waya man musupak sa water current. Nagagad kun hain dayhon ng tubig. So isn't it refreshing? Diba? Waters can be violent. Waters can sometimes be not be favorable, especially kung ting bagyo, but we feel safe knowing that God's got our backs. Diyaon ang Ginoo na gamit sa ato, and so we feel safe. I know that this is God's will, and I believe na kung kabubuton ni mo, Lord, na ako taghimo, hibayo gusod ako na magupot kasi ko permi sa ako. Ang kabubuton ng Ginoo, sakit usahay para sa ato, like, gusto na ako in a person for my wife or my husband, pero you married someone else, and you ask, Lord, kung hindi man kung si Diyan, naka-perfect man si Diyan para sa ako. Kalaw ko, Lord, na gusto ni mo na happy ako. There are things we need to let go and let God. We may not know His purpose, but in the fullness of God's time, ato masabtan, uno na nahitabuad to. Let us always be reminded na sahi ang plano ng Ginoo o gunauna ng Ginoo i-compare sa ato. Sometimes God's will is death of a dear one. As nasab kita, why Lord na imo tagkuha ako papa or ako mama or ate or kuya, auntie or uncle, lolo or lola? Na need man namo si Dja. Grabe namo ka. Dili kay mabuhi kun waya si Dja. We may not understand as of the moment, pero kun we take silent moment contemplating on God's voice, you will understand God's plan. And hear this, God's plan is always the best for us. Bisan kun an ija plano waya musubay sa ato kabubuton, still God's plan is best for us. So now at this point, jaoy unum ka benepisyo na ato makuha when we follow God's plan. So you may add, kung jaong painjo gusto na i-add, pero sa pagkakuman na nato isgutan is 6 benefits na makuha na sa pag-follow ng kabubuton sa Ginoo. I believe na hamok pa ini si Dja, pero sa pagkakuman, ang ako ihatag is 6. Okay, so number 1, the first benefit that we get in following God's will is God's will prepares us for the best and the worst. Whether it be success or death, He makes sure that we have the right reaction sa ija kabubuton. So sa tagbasa na ako ang Genesis 6 and 7, an account ni Noah of ija family, and yet why ako nabasa na whining, complaining, bisan grabe kahago ni ija paghimo sa dako na barko. I believe na tagmaksi siya, tagkatawan siya ng mga tao for building such big ark. Nahibayo siya na grabe na istorya ng mga silingan, kasilinganan nila. Kay uno naghimo siya ng arka. What is that for? Wala niya tagpansin because he knows that the glory he and his family will receive after he listened to God is greater than panamastamas kahago na Asia na sinatian of the moment. It's like saying, bahala tagpanamastamasan ako sa mga tao. Diba? Kita, usually kita mga Christians, no, mga Kristohanon kita, na ato mga post sa Facebook, social media na ito is all about God. Tapos, kung makikistorya kita sa ato mga kaibanan sa work, kung sa haipag kita mukadto, ang ato permi isgutan is God, and they think na mga crazy people kita because gabi nato ka fanatic sa Ginoo, uya nilain nato na mention sige ran Ginoo, and they think it's not normal, no? So panamastamasan kita, it's okay, di ba? Okay, tagpanamastamasan first ang Ginoo before kita. But bisan tagpanamastamasan kita, tagkatauan kita because arang nato ka sige ra kita na Ginoo, at the end, I know that I will be with him in paradise. Bahala ra kan kun katauan ako ninyo. Kuman, pero nahibayo ako na sa kaulahian, mag-enjoy na ako sa ako stay sa langit. Then, be glorious or famous or sikat today, kay friendly ako, okay ra, kung unay mo buhaton, accepted ko sa ako, bisan nahibayo ako na joy dili marajaw, na timotaghimo, but because I don't want you to get hurt by my rebuke, by my advices, so sige ra ako mag-smile sa imo, that would make me sikat today. Pero in the near future, mag-antos ako sa kapaso nan kayadyo sa impyerno. I would choose the first situation rakan. So in success, our right reaction will be giving God all the glory and honor, diba? Usually ang mga Christians, ang pinaka-reaction nila kung ma-successful sila is giving back all the glory. Lord, salamat, Lord. Kaya amoy ni tagbuhat sa ako pamilya. But in death also, our right reaction will still be giving back all the glory and honor and adoration, power, praise, thanksgiving. Number two, God's will provides instructions. Kun mo buhat kita sa kabuton sa Ginoo, well provided kita ng instructions. Uno ato sunod buhaton para di kita masadyop as we set sail towards God's will. Sa Genesis 6:15-22 and in fact sa Genesis 6:1-10 sab, tanan mga instructions o nibuhato ni Noah next and next step by step taghatag ng Ginoo sa Asia. Let's wish to be Noah na grabe ka keen listener, grabe ka sharp an Asia listening skill. Imagine kung kita ang taghatagan ng mga sizes, uno kadako an arc, uno na quality, uno na quantity. Makabati baka kita or ato baka sundon or tungod kay we feel everything is not favorable na we stop na kay tagkapoy na kita pumaabot or tagkapoy na kita nawaya gajud mahitabo ang gusto nato mahitabo sa ato mga kinabuhi. Let us listen to God more often and talk less so we can hear God speaking, diba? We should always zip our mouth. Oh, always, so that we can hear God speaking to us. Unsaon mo na ako there are people na mangutana. Really? Is there such a thing na mutok ang Ginoo sa ato? Yes. If we only keep quiet, if we contemplate, if we pray, if we meditate on His word, He always speaks. Number three, God's will gives us the best. Yes, it's always the best. Remember na, He gives us His will because first, He loves us. Let us cling on to that truth na ang Ginoo, love gajud kita unconditionally. Bisan grabe na ito kamakasaya, pero love gihapon kita niya. Remember, ang iya only begotten son, iya tag-send sa kalibutan para kita maluwas. Who can ever do that sa ato? Na ihatag ang iya only begotten, only son, para luwasun ang saya ng iba na tao. Nobody. Only God can. So let us rest on that truth na He definitely loves us and He will definitely not leave us nor forsake us. He wants us to be in the center of His will. Kay gusto gajud niya na makuha nato ang first best for us. To be in the center gets the best of all, di ba? Usually, pag jaong ko sa center, that means you have been. Siguro, kung gajud ka, inin, special gajud ka, kay jaong ko sa center. Sa Genesis 6:8, naglaong, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God found favor in Noah's eyes. Noah must have been super special para ija isave pati ija whole family sa dako na kadautan. Diba? Of all families, kan Noah pagadjud. Family ang napili para isave sa great flood. So number 4, God's will promises not smooth sailing journey, but promises safety and security. God's will promises not smooth sailing journey, but promises safety and security. Sure ako na dili smooth sailing ang paglawig nila ni Noah sa katubigan. Sure ako, niuyan ng 7 days, way hunong-hunong, nagbaha ng 40 days and 40 nights. Grabe gadyod siguro kakusog na uyan para mapuno ni dyan kalibutan. Sure ako na grabe kabayod at na time because of the amount of water sa lupa. But Noah and his family rested on God's promise in Genesis 6:18. Naglaungan Ginoo, but with thee, Noah, will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Kung joy covenant or agreement between two people, kung uno'y nasabutan sa agreement, bisan uno kalisod o kaimposible, matuman gajud, because that is an agreement. And, waya, dili laya ang Ginoo, kung uno iya isulti, matuman gajud. Dili niya pa, limut-limutan pareha sa mga tao, di ba? Sa mga tao na nag-promise, wala wala dyan sa mga hugot na nag-promise-promise pero waya tag-tuman. Pero ang Ginoo, kung unay gajud iya tag-sulti, kung unay promise niya sa ato, iya gajud tumanon. Noah, bisan sa kalisod, bisan sa kabayod, sa kakusog, sa kilat, I'm sure dyan is a kilat dyan to, diba? Kaya usually pag mag-uyanan kusog, dyan ay kilat. Kaya sila malisang. Noah was assured that God's plan for him and his family will happen. And whatever, kung uno ilasang putanan, hibayo si dyan na, it is what's best for him and his family. So kita sa ato, do we feel assured, safe, secured gihapon despite sa kahamok na challenge sa ato mga kinabuhi? Namulaon ba kita na, Lord, maybe this is not your will because kabi man, Lord, na mga pagsubok. If we ask that, let us remind ourselves of Genesis or Noah and his family sa Genesis 6 and 7. Bisan uno kalisod, nag-stay gadyod sila sa center sa God's will. Do we remind ourselves to stay focused on God alone o sa ija promise? Dili kita mag-focus sa kalisod na ato natagamtaman along the way. We need to look upon God's faithfulness bisan sa kalisod nato because we know na sa kaulaihan ang pinaka the best na butang ang ato maangkon. God is in charge. Therefore, relax ra kita. Doing God's will is not just sitting because we have to also do our part. That is why tag-instructionan ganin ang Ginoo si Noah what to do. Uno kadakuan ini si dya, ang window, ang kuan kun uno ra kan ang ark. Because dyan ato part. All we need to do is just to listen, obey. Amuzon si dya. That is how God's will work. Dili kay sige ra sa kita nag-relax sila. Laon mag-relax, relax kay I am doing God's will. How can you do God's will kung waya ka maghingas? Diba? Number 5, God's will gives us lessons. Just like Noah and his family, they saw with their naked eyes na di gisud safe sa gawa sa kabutan sa Ginoo, and everything nakita nila, oh, everything is wiping out. Bisan natun mga giant daon sa Genesis 6:4, jay mga giant did on, they say jay mga account na nila ong na nifilim kuno sila. But I am using my version of the KJV version, pero an term na tagamit is giant. So bisan ang mga giant nga wipe out everything, ang tanan creation ng Ginoo, except kan Noah sa naton mga animals na isa tagpasuyod sa arka, amuray na save. So they learned that the safest place on earth is in the center of God's will. Diba? Di ka kuiba sa gawas ng kabuton sa Ginoo. Pwede ka malunod. Diba? Just look at what happened sa nahitabo, no? Sa Great Flood. Long pa, tried but not shaken kita, Kristohanon. Attacked but not hurt. Ang tanan tao na nakita ng Ginoo na waya magsubay sa isa kahubuton, nangalunod gadyod sa baha, o ang tanan nagsunod sa isa kahubuton, safe inside his will. Amo ato sila ni Noah and his family. For we know that he will never forsake his children. The last benefit na ato makuha sa pagsubay o sa pagsunod sa kahubuton sa Ginoo is that God's will teaches us patience. When we wait upon God, our strength is renewed. Our patience is tried. Ang pinaka-essence sa will ni God para makuha nato ija kabuton is time. When we patiently wait, we get His will, pero kung magdali-dali, magkabali-bali, kajud kita. Nagdali-dali pag minyo, amo na kaminyo nan, di ba? Nagdali-dali pag decide, amo jaon mula unakan sa kaulahian. Sayang. Because the decisions are not well thought of. Remember time is of the essence while we wait on Him. Sa Isaiah 40:31, naglaong uno gani ini, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You just imagine, uno ka strong and wings and eagles. Makasore above dyan sila ng mga challenges. Makasore above dyan sila ng angry wind. So taglikened kita ng an ato strength, taglikened sa wings, as strong as the wings of an eagle, kun mag-wait kita sa Ginoo. They shall run and not be weary. Waya dyan sa ato dyan, worry-worry sa ato bukabularyo. And they shall walk and not faint. Waiting replenishes our strength, meaning mabalik o mabag-o anato kusog when we wait. When we take matters into our own hands, magkarakara kita, pumaigo, unsao na makadiskarte. Di ba lujahon kita? Kaya nagbuot-buot ra kita kung uno ato, amoy nakabuhaton, amoy nakabuhaton. But when we wait on God, kaking-kaking kita, parirax-relax ra. Way agadyod magasto anato kusog, because God is in charge. God is first ready before we even get ready. Brothers and sisters in Christ, before we set sail, tagpreparar na ng Ginoo nato pagkaon, baro na dayhon sa pagbiyahe, mga tools and equipments magamit nato sa panahon na kita maglisod. As we set sail, He will never fail to tell us what to do para jay ato guidance. All we need to do is just to listen and to obey. As we set sail, tag-ready na sa Ginoo, daan ang pinaka-the best na sangputanan sa ato biyahe. As we set sail, ija tag-sure na safe kita. As we set sail, He gives us moral lessons para ato magamit sa next nato na journey. And as we set sail, He supplies renewed strength. Following God's will may mean giving up our dreams, but it will definitely gives us the best that God can offer. So I say that the safest place on earth is in the center of God's will. Glory to God. Amen. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day, Lord, na imo kami, Lord, pa-remind us of, Lord, na an imo gajud love, an imo gajud faithfulness, Lord. Grabe ka dako para sa amo, Father God. And it will help us na mabuhat. Mapili kami, Lord, ng imo kabubuton, gajud, Father. Lord, always, always help us to choose your will. Lord, increase sa amo kinabuhi para mo decrease kami. Para di kayo magbuot-buot, Lord God. And you will be the in full charge sa amo, kaugalingon, saran sa kinabuhi ng amo mga pamilya, Father. Salamat, gajud, Lord, for today. In Jesus' name, Amen.